The BYU Idaho Department of Theater and Dance brings you a great classic of the theater. Tonight, a romantic comedy in three acts, Arms and the Man by George Bernard Shaw. The title of Shaw's play comes from the first line of Virgil's epic poem, The Aeneid. I sing of arms and the man, he who, exiled by fate, first came from the coast of Troy to Italy. The man that Virgil references is Aeneas, the great mythical warrior and founder of Italy. By setting his play, not in Italy or Troy, but in the Petkoff household in Bulgaria, and by contrasting the heroic Aeneas with the less disciplined Sergius, Shaw contrasts romantic ideals concerning war and heroism with superficial romantic relationships. Our story begins in a lady's bedchamber in Bulgaria, in a small town near the Dragoman Pass. It is late November in the year 1885, and through an open window with a little balcony can be seen a peak of the Balkan Range, wonderfully white and beautiful in the starlit snow. Intensely conscious of the romantic beauty of the night, and of the fact that her own youth and beauty are a part of it, young Raina Petkoff is on the balcony, gazing at the snowy Balkans.
Raina! Raina! Why, where? Heavens! Child! Are you out in the night air instead of in your bed? You'll catch your death! Luca told me you were asleep.
I sent her away. I wanted to be alone. The stars are so beautiful. What is the matter, Mother?
Such news! There has been a battle! A great battle at Slivnica! A victory! And it was won by Sergius!
Oh, Mother! Is Father safe?
Of course. He sent me the news.
Tell me. Tell me, how was it?
Sergius is the hero of the hour, the idol of the regiment.
Oh, Mother, Mother, Mother!
You can't guess how splendid it is. A cavalry charge. Think of that. He defied our Russian commanders, acted without orders, led a charge on his own responsibility, headed it himself, was the first man to sweep through their guns. Can't you see it, Raina? Our gallant, splendid Bulgarians with their swords and eyes flashing, thundering down like an avalanche and scattering the wretched Serbian dandies like chaff. And you! You kept Sergius waiting a year before you would be betrothed to him. Oh, if you have a drop of Bulgarian blood in your veins, you will worship him when he comes back.
What will he care for my poor little worship after the acclamations of a whole army of heroes? But no matter. I am so happy, so proud. It proves that all our ideas were real after all.
Our ideas real? What do you mean?
Our ideas of what Sergius would do. Our patriotism, our heroic ideals. Oh, what faithless little creatures girls are. I sometimes used to doubt whether they were anything but dreams. When I buckled on Sergius's sword, he looked so noble. It was treason to think of disillusion, or humiliation, or failure. And yet, promise me you'll never tell him.
Don't ask me for promises until I know what I am promising.
Well, it came into my head, just as he was holding me in his arms and looking into my eyes, that perhaps we only had our heroic ideas, because we were so fond of reading Byron and Pushkin, and because we were so delighted with the opera that season at Bucharest. Real life is so seldom like that. Indeed, never, as far as I knew it then. Only think, Mother. I doubted him. I wondered whether all his heroic qualities and his soldiership might not prove mere imagination when he went into a real battle. I had an uneasy fear that he might cut a poor figure there, beside all those clever Russian officers.
A poor figure? Shame on you! The Serbians have Austrian officers who are just as clever as our Russians, but we have beaten them in every battle for all of that.
Yes, I was only a prosaic little coward. Oh, to think that it was all true! That Sergius is just as splendid and noble as he looks. That the world is really a glorious world for women who can see its glory and men who can act its romance. What happiness! What unspeakable fulfillment! Ah! Oh.
What is it, Luca?
If you please, madam, all the windows are to be closed and the shutters made fast. They say there may be shooting in the streets.
Oh.
The Serbians are being chased right back through the pass, and they say they may run into the town. Our cavalry will be after them, and our people will be ready for them, you may be sure, now that they're running away.
I wish our people were not so cruel. What glory is there in killing wretched fugitives?
I must see that everything is made safe downstairs.
Luca, leave the shutters so that I can just close them if I hear any noise.
Oh, no, dear. You must keep them fastened. You would be sure to drop off to sleep and leave them open. Make them fast, Luca.
Yes, madam.
Don't be anxious about me. The moment I hear a shot, I shall blow the candles and roll myself up in bed with my ears well covered.
Quite the wisest thing you can do, my love. Good night.
Good night. Wish me joy of the happiest night of my life, if only there are no fugitives.
Go to bed, dear, and don't think of them.
If you would like the shutters open, my lady, just give them a push like this. One of them ought to be bolted at the bottom, but the bolt's gone.
Thanks, Luca, but we must do what we are told. Good night.
Good night.
I know this is only your picture, Sergius. But oh, Sergius, I should never have doubted you. I shall never be unworthy of you any more, my hero. Never, never, never. My Sergius. Oh, put out the candle. Under the covers. Who's there? Who's there? Who is that?
Shh! Don't call out or you'll be shot. Be good, and no harm will happen to you. Take care. There's no use in trying to run away. Remember, if you raise your voice, my pistol will go off. Strike a light and let me see you. Do you hear? That's better. Excuse my disturbing you, but you recognize my uniform? Serbian. If I'm caught, I shall be killed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Well, I don't intend to get killed if I can help it. Do you understand that?
I suppose not. Some soldiers I know are afraid of death.
All of them, dear lady, all of them, believe me. It is our duty to live as long as we can and kill as many of the enemy as we can. Now, if you raise an alarm...
You will shoot me. How do you know that I'm afraid to die?
Ah, but suppose I don't shoot you, what will happen then? Why, a lot of your cavalry, the greatest blackguards in your army, will burst into this pretty room of yours and slaughter me here like a pig, or I'll fight like a demon. They shan't get me into the street to amuse themselves with. I know what they are. Are you prepared to receive that sort of company in your present undress? It's rather scanty, eh? Stop. Where are you going?
Only to get my cloak.
Good idea. No, I'll keep the cloak. And you will take care that nobody comes in and sees you without it. This is a better weapon than the pistol.
It is not the weapon of a gentleman.
It's good enough for a man with only you to stand between him and death. Do you hear? If you're going to bring those scoundrels in on me, you shall receive them as you are. No use. I'm done for. Quick, take your cloak. Wrap yourself up, they're coming.
Thank you.
My lady! My lady! Get up quick and unlock the door!
What will you do?
Never mind. Keep out of the way. It will not last long.
Why won't you answer the door?
Hide yourself. Oh, hide yourself. Quick, behind the curtain.
There is just half a chance if you keep your head.
Wake up!
Remember, 9 soldiers out of 10 are born fools.
I got my lady!
If they find me, I promise you a fight. A devil of a fight.
A man has been seen climbing up the water pipe to your balcony. A Serbian. The soldiers want to search for him, and they are so wild and drunk and furious. My lady says you are to dress at once.
They shall not search here. Why have they been let in?
Raina, darling, are you safe? Have you seen anyone or heard anything?
I heard the shooting. Surely the soldiers will not dare come in here.
I have found a Russian officer. Thank heaven, he knows Sergius. Sir, will you come in now? My daughter is ready.
Good evening, gracious lady. I am sorry to intrude, but there is a fugitive hiding on your balcony. Will you and the gracious lady, your mother, please to withdraw whilst we search?
Nonsense, sir. I will show you that there is no one on the balcony.
Careful, miss! Cease firing there, you fools! Do you hear? Cease firing! Could anyone have gotten in without your knowledge? Were you asleep?
No, I have not been to bed.
Your neighbors have their heads so full of runaway Serbians that they see them everywhere. Gracious lady, 1,000 pardons. Good night.
Don't leave my mother, Luca, whilst the soldiers are here. They're gone now.
A narrow shave. But a miss is as good as a mile. Dear young lady, your servant until death. I wish for your sake I had joined the Bulgarian army instead of the Serbian. I'm not a native Serbian.
No. You are one of the Austrians who set the Serbians on to rob us of our national liberty and to officer their army for them. We hate you.
Austrian. Not I. Don't hate me, dear young lady. I am only a Swiss, fighting merely as a professional soldier. I joined Serbia because it was nearest to me. Be generous. You've beaten us hollow.
Have I not been generous?
Noble. Heroic. But I'm not saved yet. This particular rush will soon pass through. But the pursuit will go on all night by fits and starts. I must take my chance to get off during a quiet interval. You don't mind my waiting just a minute or two, do you?
Oh, no. I am sorry. You will have to go into danger again. Won't you sit?
Don't frighten me like that. What is it?
Your pistol. It was staring that officer in the face the whole time. What an escape.
Oh, is that all?
I'm sorry I frightened you. Pray, take your pistol to protect yourself against me.
No use, dear young lady. There's nothing in it. It's not loaded.
Load it by all means.
I've no ammunition. What use are cartridges in battle? I always carry chocolate instead. And I finished the last square of that yesterday.
Chocolate? Do you stuff your pockets with sweets? Like a schoolboy? Even in the field?
Yes. Isn't it contemptible? Where are you going now?
Here. I'm sorry I've eaten all of them except these.
You're an angel. Oh. Mmm. 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 Creams. Mmm. Mmm. Delicious. Mmm. bless you, dear lady. You can always tell an old soldier by the inside of his holsters and cartridge boxes. The young ones carry pistols and cartridges. The old ones, grub. Your box. Don't do things so suddenly, gracious lady. Don't revenge yourself because I frightened you just now.
Frighten me? Do you know, sir, that although I am only a woman, I think I am at heart as brave as you?
I should think so. You haven't been under fire for 3 days as I have. I can stand 2 days without showing it much, but no man can stand 3 days. I'm as nervous as a mouse. Would you like to see me cry?
No.
If you would, all you would have to do is scold me, just as if I were a little boy and you my nurse. If I were in camp now, they'd play all sorts of tricks on me.
I'm sorry. I won't scold you. You must excuse me. Our soldiers are not like that.
Oh, yes, they are. There are only two sorts of soldiers, old ones and young ones. I've served 14 years. Half of your fellows never smelt powder before. Why, how is it that you've just beaten us? Sheer ignorance of the art of war, nothing else. I never saw anything so unprofessional.
Oh, was it unprofessional to beat you?
Well, come. Is it professional to throw a regiment of cavalry on a battery of machine guns with the dead certainty that if the guns go off, not a horse or man will ever get within 50 yards of the fire? I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it.
Did you see the great cavalry charge? Tell me about it. Describe it to me.
You never saw a cavalry charge, did you?
How could I?
Perhaps not, of course. Well, it's a funny sight. It's like slinging a handful of peas against a window pane. First one comes, then two or three close behind him, and then all the rest in a lump.
Yes, first one, the bravest of the brave.
You should see the poor devil pulling at his horse.
Why should he pull at his horse?
It's running away with him, of course. Do you suppose the fellow wants to get there before the others and be killed? Then they all come. You can tell the young ones by their wildness and their slashings. The old ones come bunched up under the number one guard. They know that they are mere projectiles, and that it's no use trying to fight. The wounds are mostly broken knees from the horses cannoning together.
But I don't believe the first man is a coward. I believe he is a hero.
That's what you would have said if you'd seen the first man in the charge today.
Oh, I knew it. Tell me about him.
He did it like an operatic tenor. A regular, handsome fellow with flashing eyes and a lovely mustache, shouting a war cry and charging like Don Quixote at the windmills. We nearly burst with laughter at him. But when the sergeant ran up as white as a sheet and told us they'd sent us the wrong cartridges and that we couldn't fire a shot for the next 10 minutes, we laughed at the other side of our mouths. I never felt so sick in my life, though I've been in one or two very tight places. I hadn't even a revolver cartridge, nothing but...
Chocolate?
Chocolate. We'd no bayonets, nothing. Of course they just cut us to bits. And there was Don Quixote, flourishing like a drum major, thinking he'd done the cleverest thing ever known, whereas he ought to have been court-martialed for it. Of all the fools ever let loose on the field of battle, that man must be the very maddest.
Indeed. Would you know him again if you saw him?
Shall I ever forget him?
This is a photograph of the gentleman, the patriot and hero to whom I am betrothed.
I'm really very sorry. Was it fair to lead me on? Yes, that's him. Not a doubt of it.
Why do you laugh?
I didn't laugh, I assure you. At least I didn't mean to. But when I think of him, charging the windmills and thinking he was doing the finest thing...
Give me back the portrait, sir.
Of course. Certainly. I'm really very sorry. Perhaps I am quite wrong, you know. No doubt I am. Most likely he had caught wind of the cartridge business somehow and knew it was a safe job.
That is to say he was a pretender and a coward. You did not dare say that before.
It's no use, dear lady. I can't make you see it from the professional point of view.
So much the better for you.
How?
You are my enemy, and you are at my mercy. What would I do if I were a professional soldier?
Ah, true, dear young lady. You are always right. I know how good you have been to me. To my last hour, I shall remember those 3 chocolate creams. It was unsoldierly, but it was angelic.
Thank you. And now I will do a soldierly thing. You cannot stay here after what you have just said about my future husband, but I will go out on the balcony and see whether it is safe for you to climb down into the street.
Down that water pipe, stop. Wait, I can't. I daren't. The very thought of it makes me giddy. I came up it fast enough with death behind me, but to face it now in cold blood?
Come, don't be disheartened. Oh, you are a very poor soldier. A chocolate cream soldier. Come, cheer up. It takes less courage to climb down than to face capture. Remember that.
No, capture only means death, and death is sleep. Oh, sleep, 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 undisturbed sleep. Climbing down that pipe means doing something, exerting myself, thinking. Death 10 times over first.
Are you so sleepy as that?
I've had not 2 hours undisturbed sleep since the war began. I'm on the staff. You don't know what that means. I haven't closed my eyes for 36 hours.
But what am I to do with you?
Of course. I must do something. You see, sleep or no sleep, you can always do a thing when you know it must be done. Well, that pipe must be got down, do you hear that? You chocolate cream soldier.
But if you fall?
I shall sleep as if the stones were a feather bed. Goodbye.
Stop! They'll kill you!
Never mind. This sort of thing is all in my day's work. I'm bound to take my chance. Now do what I tell you. Put out the candles so they shan't see the light when I open the shutters. And keep away from the window, whatever you do. If they see me, they're sure to have a shot at me.
They're sure to see you. It's bright moonlight. I'll save you. Oh, how can you be so indifferent? You want me to save you, don't you?
I really don't want to be troublesome. I am not indifferent, dear young lady, I assure you. But how is it to be done?
Come away from the window, please. Now listen. You must trust to our hospitality. You do not yet know in whose house you are. I am a Petkoff.
What's that?
I mean that I belong to the family of the Petkoffs, the richest and best known in our country.
Oh, yes, of course. I beg your pardon. The Petkoffs, to be sure. How stupid of me.
You know you never heard of them until this minute. How can you stoop to pretend?
Forgive me. I'm too tired to think, and the change of subject was too much for me. Don't scold me.
I forgot. I might make you cry. I must tell you that my father holds the highest command of any Bulgarian in the army. He is a major.
A major? Bless me, think of that.
You showed great ignorance in thinking it was necessary to climb up to the balcony, because ours is the only private house that has two rows of windows. There is a flight of stairs inside to get up and down by.
Stairs? How grand. You live in great luxury indeed, dear young lady.
Do you know what a library is?
A library? A room full of books?
Yes. We have one. The only one in Bulgaria.
Actually, a real library? I should like to see that.
I tell you these things to show you that you are not in the house of ignorant country folk who would kill you the moment they saw your Serbian uniform, but among civilized people. We go to Bucharest every year for the opera season, and I have spent a whole month in Vienna.
I saw that, dear young lady. I saw at once that you knew the world.
Have you seen the opera of Ernani?
Is that the one with the devil in it in red velvet and a soldier's chorus?
No.
Then I don't know it.
I thought you might have remembered that great scene where Ernani, flying from his foes just as you are tonight, takes refuge in the castle of his bitterest enemy, an old Castilian noble. The noble refuses to give him up. His guest is sacred to him.
Have your people got that notion?
My mother and I understand that notion, as you call it. And if instead of threatening me with your pistol as you did, you had simply thrown yourself as a fugitive on our hospitality, you would have been as safe as in your father's house.
Quite sure?
Oh, it is useless to try and make you understand.
Don't be angry. You see how awkward it would be for me if there was any mistake. My father is a very hospitable man. He keeps 6 hotels, but I couldn't trust him as far as that. What about your father?
He is away at Slivnica fighting for his country.
And your mother?
I answer for your safety. There is my hand in pledge of it. Will that reassure you?
Better not touch my hand, dear young lady. I must have a wash first.
That is very nice of you. I see that you are a gentleman.
Eh?
You must not think I am surprised. Bulgarians have really good standing. People in our position wash their hands nearly every day. But I appreciate your delicacy. You may take my hand.
Thanks, gracious young lady. I feel safe at last. Now, would you mind breaking the news to your mother? I had better not stay here secretly longer than is necessary.
Yes, of course. If you will be so good as to keep perfectly still whilst I am away.
Certainly.
You are not going asleep, are you? Do you hear? Wake up! You are falling asleep!
Eh? Falling asleep? Oh no, not the least in the world. I was only thinking. It's all right, I'm wide awake.
Will you please stand up while I'm away? All the time, mind.
Certainly, certainly. You may depend on me. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Sleep, sleep. Where am I? That's what I want to know. Where am I? I must keep awake. Nothing keeps me awake except danger. Remember that. Danger. 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 Where's danger? I must find it. What am I looking for? Sleep? Danger. Don't know. Yes. Now I know. All right, now I have to go to the bed. But not to sleep. Sure not to sleep. Because of danger. Not to lie down, either. Only sit down.
He's gone! I left him here.
Here? Then he must have climbed down from the...
Aww.
Well, he's fast asleep. The brute!
Shh.
Sir? Sir? Sir!
Don't, Mama! The poor dear is worn out. Let him sleep.
The poor dear? Raina!